This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers, Jets, Sunday, 1 o'clock. And joining us now to get into the matchup is Zach Rosenblatt. Zach is a senior writer at The Athletic covering the Jets and the NFL. Zach, we appreciate you taking time out of your Friday morning to join us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, we are great. We are ready for ball. We are ready for Fields v. Rodgers. How has Fields looked in what you have seen, and how do you expect them to utilize him this year? Tomlin kind of put him in a box last year, was not the dynamic player he had been with Chicago. How do you think Aaron Glenn and company are going to utilize him?
Yeah, you know, I mean, based on what I've seen in camp, like I wouldn't say he's been any like better or worse than I expected as a quarterback. He's kind of been like what you've seen in the NFL where, you know, he has moments where he wows you, and then he has others where he's either like not throwing the ball down the field, it's all short passes, or he's missing some easy ones or making the wrong play. But I think broadly he was fine. And in terms of like how the Jets are going to use him, I think they're going to put him in a box, but like a different kind. I think they want him to run. Like the running is going to be at the forefront of their offense. They're going to be a run team. But they also don't want him to play risky football when he throws the ball. So they're really about him taking what the defense gives you. And that's why I think he offers like 3.9 air yards per attempt in the preseason, which is quite low. You can't really live like that, but I think their idea is they don't want him to have to even process too much, which I think has been a weakness of his in the NFL.
How has the Jets community and Jets fans taken in Aaron Glenn? Do they think that he's the coach that can revitalize their franchise and get them back to winning football?
Yeah, I mean, offseason is the honeymoon period, obviously. But, yeah, I think they are pretty all in on Aaron Glenn. He's kind of a local hero in a way because he played here for so long. He was drafted by the Jets. He made the Pro Bowl with them. He was in the Bill Parcells era, and he says all the right things. He's carrying himself the way they've needed their coach to. They've needed a coach who's going to hold their players accountable, who's going to take things seriously. And, you know, the fans, at least right now, they enjoy it when he barks back at the media. And so he's like in the honeymoon period. But, you know, this is a very impatient fan base, different kind of impatient from you guys because they haven't made the playoffs in 15 years now. So, like they're tired of rebuilds. They're tired of, you know, stay patient. It'll work in the end because it never does. So if they start losing at the beginning of the year, I'm very curious to see how he's received.
I'm fascinated by the Cold War here. Aaron Glenn not wanting to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers not saying that this is more important than any other week one game. What is your understanding of how that divorce went down? The way Rodgers says it is he flew across country, met for like 5 minutes, and was told, pack your bags, you're out of here. What's your understanding of that situation?
Yeah, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers' account is for the most part accurate. He went in there, it was a short meeting. Aaron Rodgers went in there thinking he was going to be talking about how the Jets can improve and what he would do if he was them and all that stuff. But Aaron Glenn had no intention of bringing Aaron Rodgers, and the way Aaron Glenn is and what everybody will tell you is he's straight to the point. He doesn't BS. And so he said, you know, he asked Aaron Rodgers if he wants to play, and what Rodgers said, he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And then Aaron Glenn was like, yeah, we're going to go in another direction. So that he's not someone who cuts the corner. So I know Rodgers felt like he deserved a little more respect, and maybe he has an argument there. But ultimately, this was just not a fit for what Aaron Glenn wants. Like, he's in the Bill Parcells tree. A quote he said about Justin Fields is he's not a celebrity quarterback, and that's something that Bill Parcells used to say. He doesn't want a celebrity quarterback. And so Justin Fields is someone who's going to keep to himself and not really say much, and Aaron Rodgers is someone who's going to go on Pat McAfee and say all the theories and opinions and all that stuff, and which is his right, but that's not what Aaron Glenn wanted around here.
Zach, from you watching Aaron Rodgers last year, what do you honestly expect from him this year as a Pittsburgh Steeler, as a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback? I mean, I feel like it's somewhat 50-50, maybe 60-40 here. People are excited about Aaron Rodgers. What do you think that he's going to be this year? How do you think he's going to play?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he's really on the downswing. Like, he had some games at the end of last season that were better than at the beginning, but those were against some pretty bad defenses or teams that were kind of out of it already. So I have concerns about his ability to, you know, move around. And, you know, I know Broderick Jones is a question mark for you guys. Like, and the Jets are going to be a team that's going to blitz a lot. So how is he going to handle that? Is he going to be willing to take shots downfield? He didn't really do that much last year. I think he can be a perfectly fine, solid quarterback if Aaron Rodgers is playing within a scheme. But when Aaron Rodgers wants to do his own thing, I don't think he's at the stage anymore where he can do his own thing, and that's a successful offense. So I have some skepticism, but if he's like fully bought into what Arthur Smith wants to do and he's willing to like manage the game and just be more of a game manager than a game changer, then I think he could be what they need.
Zach Rosenblatt covers the Jets for The Athletic. He's joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You can follow Zach on Twitter at Zach with a K, Blatt, B-L-A-T-T. Was Rodgers liked generally by the guys in the locker room last year? I know there was the whole Garrett Wilson thing, but do you think that his teammates liked him?
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers, I think the misconception about him, both when he got to New York and even when he got to Pittsburgh, is that his teammates didn't like him. But I don't think that's the case at all. I actually think his teammates like him. Like, if you're just shooting the breeze with him, he's really easy to talk to. He's funny and all that stuff. And he's someone who cares about winning and all that. But I think ultimately, even the guys that like him, I think they got tired of like the whole, like the sideshow, the circus that kind of follows him around. It's just so much noisier when he's your quarterback. And even the year before when he was hurt, like all they kept getting asked about was the idea of him coming back. Like that became the topic more than the games they were playing. And so I think they were frustrated by all the hullabaloo that came with him. I Garrett and him had a bad relationship, but I think broadly there wasn't as many of those as you would think.
If Justin Fields doesn't play that well this year, do you think the Jets are in the market of drafting a quarterback in the 2026 draft? Because that ultimately will affect the Steelers, because I think everybody knows the Steelers are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. So are they all in on Fields for 2 years? Or if he just plays mediocre, will they go to the well and try to draft a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I'd put it at pretty decent odds they try to draft one. I would say they're all in on Fields for this year. The way the contract is structured, like you're still paying him a decent amount next year, but it's not like debilitating. So you can have him in the building and still draft somebody. So unless he comes out and has like one of those Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield type renaissances, like I don't see any way they don't go after a quarterback in this class, especially if it's as talented and deep at that position as everybody says.
What do you think the game looks like on Sunday, Zach? And who do you think wins?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be an ugly, like grinded out, you know, 13-10, whoever wins. It's not going to be a team. It's not going to be a game where they score over 20 points or it's some barn burner. I think this is going to be a game, whoever controls the clock, whoever has the running game working, and whoever's hitting the quarterback is probably going to be the one that wins. I go back and forth. I'm leaning Steelers, but I could see a case for the Jets as well.
Zach, one more week, and then you're done talking about Aaron Rodgers. We appreciate you being a good sport and jumping on with us, man.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, take care now.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Zach Black.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.